All right, so yesterday we were discussing the words Ish and Bnei Yisrael by Nazir. And the Gemara, after getting what's its core limud from the fact that Ovid Kochavim is not Shayach by Nazir, how did he get to the core? Is either because of the limud of Tumah, that they're excluded from the parsha of Tumah, so therefore they're automatically excluded from the Zirut, because Levi b'Mogli Tumah, or because they're excluded from the parsha of Av, they're also excluded from the parsha of Tumah, which excludes them from the parsha of Nazir. Then the Gemara went back and says, why can't we pattern Nazir after that which took place in Erechin? Just like in Erechin, we have Bnei Israel, and each one is inclusive, one is exclusive, right? And therefore they are not ma'arich, they can't create, they can't donate haracha, but they can be ne'arach. So that's how the Gemara split it. So Gemara gave three or four opportunities here to try to split Nazirut up. For instance, maybe they're excluded from Nazir Olam, but not Nazirut. Are they excluded from a Av imposing Nazirut on the son? Are they excluded from a son using the father's karbanot? In each of the cases, the Gemara rejects that split. So what we are left with at this point is that the Gemara has nothing to do with Bnei Yisrael and Ish, because basically we know from somewhere else that the karbanot of Nazir are wiped out from the word le'olah. And then we have the word Bnei Yisrael, which Yisrael says Bnei Yisrael, v'loid kochavim, all that's left to exclude the Ovid kochavim from is the parsha of Nazirut. Now the Gemara is going to go over and discuss Erechin and the Darim. So we just, again, we've seen that there is a hekesh that runs between Nazir, Neder, and Erechin. All of those three categories. And since it runs through all those three categories, anything that's learned in one of the categories should have application in all of the other categories. So that's what the Gemara is going to challenge now and try to understand why we either need multiple limudim, or maybe there's room to say that the limudim that we've said until this point aren't necessarily correct. So the Gemara says at the top of Samach Beis Amud Aleph, second line. Gemara says, Ihochi, if that's the case, Ish ki afli neder be'erkecha be'erkin lamali. What do I need the limud of Ish ki afli neder be'erkecha be'erkin lamali? What do I need that for? So we already know that. We know we need the word Ish to teach us, what, by Erechin, that an Ovid Kochavim is included in the Parsha of Erechin. What is that? That's from the Parsha, the part of Ne'arach. They aren't Marich, they can't donate Haracha, but they can be Ne'arach. So what do we do with this word Ish? So now the Gemara says, Michtei itkish Erechin le'nedarim. So we have a hekish between Erechin and Nedarim. Damar Kroa, by the pasuk by Nedarim, says Ishki Yifli Neder Berkucha, says that Ishki Yifli Neder Berkucha, by Erechin, it uses a term of Neder, Ishki Yifli Neder Berkucha, therefore there's a hekish, Vatanya, Gabi Nedarim. We have a limud by Nedarim, Ish, Matam Lamer Ish, Ish the Rabot, Et Ha'ovei Kochavim, Shein Nodrin Nedarim, Nedavot Ki Yisrael, that the Ovei Kochavim does have the ability to do a neder and a davah like Israel. So then, Ish ki yafli be'erchin lamali. So what do you need the word Ish by Erechin for? So now we have the word Ish shows up three times. The word Ish shows up once in Erechin, once in the Zirut, and once in the Darim. So far, the only limud we're sure of is the word Ish by Nedarim teaches us that it includes an Ovei Kochavim. Now we tried to say until this point that the Ish by Erechin does the same thing, that it includes an Ovid Kochavim. The Gemara is saying that's unnecessary. If you already have the Ish by Nedarim, then Erechin is just a subcategory of Nedarim. And if you can apply Ovid Kochavim by Nedarim, then certainly you can apply it by Erechin. What do you do with the Ish by Nazirut? That the Gemara didn't find any solution to. The Mefarish over here suggests, well, that was just a Lashon, because it says Ish O Isha. So you could just say that it was an extra, nice language that was put in, but not necessarily a limud from it. That may not be the conclusion of the Gemara, but at least at this point in the Gemara, Gemara has the word Ish three times. The only one that's bothered by right now is the Ish by Erechin.
It was going to say Isha to teach us that women are included in the Zirut, and so it just formulated as Ish v'Isha.
Exactly. Alright. And now what the Gemara says, no problem. Elahai Ish mi'vayle etuye mufla samach li'ish. So we have a special din by Nidarim. That Nidarim apply not only to someone who is of the age of Bar Mitzvah, someone who is a gadol, but even a muflas amuchlish. What's a muflas amuchlish? Someone who is 10, 11 years old and understands Lamin Nodrin. They know who they take a neder to. Meaning, if they're at the intellectual point or understanding of what it means to take a nether, even though they're not a gadol, they have the ability to take a nether, and that nether is tofes, that nether works. So the word ish here, by erechin, even though we don't need it for erechin, I'm going to say, if we don't need it for erechin, it's neul inyan nidarim. What do we need it for nidarim for? To teach us that ish hasamoch, right? I mean, mufla hasamoch the ish is included in the parsha of nidarim. So now right now, at this point, we have the ish by nidarim teaches us that includes an ovei kochavim. By erechin, we have the word b'nei Yisrael, which excludes. B'nei Yisrael is going to exclude a non-Jew. But yet we have a hekesh in the Darim which includes a non-Jew, includes an Ovik Kavim. So how do you reconcile those two? So that we say that he cannot be Marich, but he can be Nerach. And both those folks, the Rosh Shavir says that's the more logical division of what is included and what's not included. We'll see later on that the Gemara has two opinions, exactly which part the Ovik Kavim is included for and what is excluded for him. But at this point, they assume that the more logical thing is that he'll be excluded from Ma'arif, included in Ne'erach. Then we have the Ish by Ne'erachin. What are we going to do with the Ish by Ne'erachin? That's going to teach us that a Mufla, some of the Ish, can take Nidarim. So now Gemara says, that works if you believe that Mufla, some of the Ish, takes a Neder and it's Tofes, Mideoraita from the Torah. If it only works Derabonon, Mufla, some of the Ish is only a Neder midrabanan, it's only Tobi's midrabanan, then what do you do with the ish bayerachin? We still don't have a use for that word ish bayerachin. So where it says, like tu ye, mufla samach ish, tobi kochavim. To include a mufla samach ish for an obi kochavim. So you're going to ask me right away.
So you have a minor obi kochavim who is well versed with the halachas
even forgetting that he's well versed, you'll have it that a Jew,
not a Jew,
right? Exactly, that a guy who's a minor, who's a mufla samach l'ish, his nether will be tofes, and you'll have a Jew who's a minor, right? Who is mufla samach l'ish, and his is not tofes midar, right? So only midar avonah. So that over chumrah we have a greater chumrah than the Yisrael. So you know what the Mefari says? Ein ochanami. He says, "V'alti tamam yishum de b'Yisrael im mufla samach l'ish no jin nedarim min haTorah shekim matino v'kama mekamot." We see in many places the achmir haTorah olvi kochavim that the olvi kochavim has a stricter form, right? A stricter din. And what is his example? His example is from the Gemara in Baba Kamel that shoro shel kenani sheizik l'shoro shel Yisrael ben tam u'beimud meshalim nezak shalim. That there is no din of tam by a Ovi Kuchavim, as opposed to Israel, where there's a Tam, he pays Chatzin Nezek. If it's a Muad, he pays Mezek Shalem. That's not true of an Ovi Kuchavim. They don't have that distinction. They pay Tam or Muad, they pay Mezek Shalem. So you see that there are Chumrot by a Nazir. Now, Ovi Kuchavim, I would argue strongly against this analogy or this point of the earth. The whole day of Tom, I mean, there is a machlokus there. The Gemara says either chasa lava Torah or it's a knasu, right? The Yisrael that they pay Tom should be totally potter, it's a knasu, or that it's you should have paid shalim a chasa Torah and they only made you pay nezek chatzin nezek.
If the shore of a ger tosha or is the shore of another ger tosha, what's the din?
And there's a shalim, right? I think that it's a din that they're mufka from Tom. Tom is either an agreement between Bnei Yisrael that we only pay Chatzin Nezek in that case, or the Torah said with Chatzal Yisrael and says that you get a discount for being Yisrael. It's not that you're not Chayim, it's just you have a discount. That discount's not applied to Ovi Kuchavim. It's not a Chumran Ovi Kuchavim, it's that there's a Kula or Hanakha on the Yisrael side of it. I say there are other cases where he could have brought. I don't know why he brings Gneiva. Gneiva is something where the din of Gneiva applies to the Gemara Sanhedrin says, right? The din of Gneiva applies to a Ben Noach, a filu pachat mi shavapruta, whereas for Israel applies only after or above a shavapruta. Again, you can argue over there that the differentiation between them is that Bnei Israel are mochlin of pachat mi shavapruta, and that truthfully, Israel would be chayev on Gneiva pachat mi shavapruta. This is where Bnei Israel are mochel. So again, it's a kula in Bnei Israel, it's not a chumrah by Ovi Kuchavim. So based on that, but I'm sure others had questions like this, but Tosfos and the Rosh learned differently over here. And they say, oh, no, you know what, there is a difference between, there's going to be a difference between Yisrael and a Ovi Kuchavim, and it has to do with the limud min apostle. And the apostle says, bo yachel divaro. right? You're not allowed to violate your word. What? Why do you have to keep your nether? Because it says, lo yachel devaro, do not violate your word. When are you chayim for lo yachel devaro? You're only chayim once you become a gadol. Once you're a bar mitzvah, then you get punished. If you don't keep your word, you get punished. So therefore, the pasuk says, when is a nether tofes for Yisrael? When he has a din of lo yachel devaro. When he violates his word, then he's over in Yisrael d'oraita. Whereas a Ovei Kochavim is not in the parsha of Lo Yechel Devaro. He doesn't have that commandment. It's not one of the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So he's not in the parsha of Lo Yechel Devaro. He's not in the parsha of Lo Yechel Devaro. Then we don't have to wait for him to be a Gogo until his neder is Tofes. Meaning that the negative Lo Yechel Devaro will tell you, give you the time frame in which you can make a neder, and neder becomes valid for you. Right. Right. Since he can't, well, we're not even looking out for him, but since he can't have a violation of Lo Yechel Devaro, he can't take a nether. I mean, he's not in the parsha of Nedarim for him. Whereas a guy, since he's not in the parsha of Lo Yechel, right, he's not in the parsha, he doesn't have to be precluded from taking a nether at a younger age.
And that has to do with Chivonshin,
Chivonshin. Alright, so that's the two possibilities of what. Now we have, alright, Ish by Erika. Now the Gemara thinks it's a Mufla Samachish. Now the Gemara is going to challenge from different aspects. What do we say so far about Erika? Think about this. What do we say about Erika? A Ovei Kochavim, can he be Marich? No. Can he be Nerach? Yes. So what's the Mufla Samachish in Erika? What exactly is the Ovei Kochavim doing in Erika that he's a Mufla Samachish? He can't be Marich. So what does a Mufla Samachish by Nerach could have to do it? Because that's the question.
Even a child could be Nerach.
Right.
A Jewish child could be Nerach.
Exactly. Right. There you go. So now the Gemara says, Naman Damar Bnei Yisrael. Alright, so each people is on the Suey Mufla Samachish. The Ovei Kochavim. Han Yichad Naman Damar Bnei Yisrael Nerachim. Vein Ovei Kochavim Nerachim. So I told you before that there was a machlokus about this. Right? It's a good point, the one who says that the exclusion of Ovei Kochavim is the opposite of what we said until now. Right, until now we've said that the goy is excluded from Ma'arich, but included in Nerach. There's a Mandalmer that believes in Nerach and the other way around. That a goy can be Ma'arich, but he can't be Nerach. Alright, so according to him, then it makes sense. Why? Because of Mufla Samachish. Because an Ovei Kochavim could be Ma'arich, and therefore there's an inyan of Mufla Samachish. Now why does he say, what's the logic to say that a goy should be Ma'arich and not Nerach? They, again, when we have limudim, the Gemara looks for paradigms. What's a paradigm where we have someone who is only partially included in the parsha of Erechin? That's a andrigonus and a tumtum. Tumtum and andrigonus, right? Do not have nerach, do not have values, but they are marif. They have the ability to be marif and not be nerach. So we see there's such a case where someone's divided in half, where they have partial shaykhus to the parsha. When they're partial shaykhus to the parsha, they are marif and not nerach. So this Mandamer believes that a goy can be marich and not be nerach. So according to him, the ish, when it says mufla samlish, that's a good limud because Ovei Kochavim are marich. About yochol yehi marichin tamud omer ish, right? So you think they could also, they would not be marich, so the pasuk says ish to include them. Shapir. So it works well according to him. El Mandamer ben Yisrael marichin ben Ovei Kochavim marichin, according to the Mandamer who we've been learning our Gemara with so far, which is that ben Yisrael are able to be marich, but not Ovei Kochavim. Yoko lo yehi nerachin tamalom ish. So Ovei Kochavim are included in the parsha of Nerach. So the Gemara says, just like Steve mentioned before, afili tenok ben chodesh baruchehu. Even a month-old baby has a din in Nerach, of being Nerach within value. What do you have to tell me about a Mufla Samachish, that he's shayach to the parsha of Nerachin, right? A Nerachin already starts from 1 month old. You don't need a special pasuk from Ish Kayapli to teach me anything. So it says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, the Tuye Ovdei Kochavim Gadol. This is an amazing thing. So what didn't we just include? That's the whole point of Ish, includes an Ovdei Kochavim Gadol. But what's the extra qualification here? To Apagav the Godahu in the Yodela haplot, right? That he doesn't know how to be mafli. So now the word etuye over here is a misplaced etuye. It doesn't mean include, but the etuye, because Bnei Yisrael and exclusion, the Gemara uses the term etuye here to include. The include here, the Mefarshim say, means doesn't mean etuye, but really means, right, to exclude. It means we include him in the exclusion. Right? What do we include in the exclusion? That a guy, this is an amazing thing. An Ovei Kochavim we already established, right, can be Ma'arich or can be Nerach. So what is this? A Mufla Samoch Le'ish over here. So since we can't use it in the Parsha of Erechim, we're going to take it over to the Parsha of Nidarim. And what are we going to say by Nidarim? We said already that a Goy can be Masli, can take a Neder by Nidarim. Who is this? This Ovid Kupam that can take a Neder, who is he? So we would assume he was just a Gadol, right? Any Gadol, anybody over the age of, or mitzvot by a, who's a major by a Ovid Kupam can take a Neder. Mara says, no, the word Ish comes to qualify that. And because it says Ish Kiyafli, right? Kiyafli qualifies and says only an Ish who is Masli can take a neder. So what? By a Ovid Kochavim, not only will he have to be a major, will he have to be over the age of our mitzvah, but he will also have to be mukhla. He'll have to be able or understand who he's taking the neder for. So there'll be two qualifications in order for a neder of an Ovid Kochavim to be tofes. He'll have to be a major, number one, and number two is you have to know what he's talking about. You have to understand what type of neder he's taking, or that he is taking a neder. Whereas that qualification does not apply by Bnei Yisrael. By Bnei Yisrael, once you reach the age of major, we assume everything is tofes. Right? Even if you really don't understand what you're doing, right? Even if you're not a mufla, right? You're still included in the parsha of Bnei Yisrael, even though you're not yafli. But because the goy is included from, or Ovid Kochavim is included from the word ish says ki yafli. So therefore, a person who's an ish has the modification or is modified by the term yafli. Whereas someone who's a Bnei Yisrael is not modified by the yafli. So anybody who's over the age of bar mitzvah for Bnei Yisrael will be tofes in the darim. But Ovid Kochavim will only be tofes if he's over the age of bar mitzvah plus he understands what he's saying. That's what the word ish teaches us. So I've got the gadol, any of the lefos.
That's by regular nedarim, not by
Erechim, because he's, again, this is according to the one who says that a ain't marichin alo ne'arachin. So there's no shaykhus of a goy to being marich. So we have to say him ain't olinyan le'arachin, te'oli inyan nedarim. But the truth is that you could have said that should be for the piece before of ish ki afli, that even mufla samachish. Alright. Ella ki afli dichtav ravana gabi nizirut lamali. Alright. Well, guys, now we're on this ki afli swing here. You know what I mean? We got involved with ki afli. There's also a ki afli by nizirut. What do you do with the word ki afli by nizirut? So not only do we have a word ish and bnei Yisrael, we also have this ki afli now. So what are you going to do with that? Mifdei, itkish, nizirut, and darim. There's that case between nizirut and nedarim. Ki afli, lamali. If I already know all the limudim would be afli by nedarim, what do I need a separate ki afli by nizirut? So when it says, the atuya yadayim sheinu mochichot. So here there's major gears issues in the Gemara, major, discussion about this. Does this latuya mean literally to include? I mean that yadayim sheinu mochichot, we've had this before, we had it at the beginning of Nazir, when a Nazir has another Nazir walking in front of him and he says, hey, I will be. Right, so that's yadayim sheinu mochichot, that was machlokas at Bayit Berobah, whether yadayim sheinu mochichot are yadayim, have yadayim, or lo have yadayim. Right, so now, when the Gemara says over here, the atuya yadayim sheinu mochichot, what is it saying? Is it saying that we're including, that ki afli tells me that there's an extra inclusion by the zirut, and even yadayim sheinu mochichot are included, or is it saying lasuya means come to exclude, meaning that ki afli demands hafla'a, demands an explicit expression of nizirut. And with that explicit expression of nizirut, yadayim sheinu mochichot are not qualified. They don't qualify to be ki afli. So then, the next kirsa in the Gemara will depend on what you say here. Didmar yadayim sheinu mochichot, abayamar abin yadayim, rabamar lo abin yadayim. So labaye neche, right, according to Penecha, it's good according to labaye, that only holds if you include abin yadayim. If you read it the other way around, which means it comes to exclude yadayim sheinu mochichot, then it would be neche le rabba. Right, so you switch the gears around, the Rosh has both gears. So I will note here that Tosfos says a totally different gears from the Gemara here where they switch around abaye and rabba's shittos over here. And it's different than their shittos in the beginning of the Sechta. So being on time website gears out, but just you know that there's a big billful here in the Girsol between Abaye and Rava and how to be Goris. I'll just read it as it's found here.
But
there's also Machlokes
in the
Rally
School, or...
By Yadayim Sheinu Mochichot? Was it that? Maybe, I can't remember. I think there was another... There was another Machlokes between them. I don't know if Rabbi Shmuel by it.
One was dependent on the other.
All right, I can't remember. Sorry.
So you're trying here the suya, the suya yadayim.
Means to really include. So it's different than the suya. Include them in the parsha of Nazir. Meaning that it works.
It would work.
Yeah, the yadayim works in Nazir. So it's different than the suya we just had above. Right. So the suya here is to include. Right, therefore, Abaye Amar Abni Yadayin, and Rabbi Amar Lo Yadayin. Therefore, Abaye works well according to Abaye that we included. Rabbi doesn't include. Rabbi says that the Yadayin Chaim Mokhil Gal works. How can you include that from the Pesach Yafli? Like Yafli, me violate the Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi's going to use it for Rabbi Tarfon. What's that? The time Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah Rabbi Tarfon, and Achamei and Nazir, Chisun Nazirut Elaflaw. So the mission we just had earlier on. What is that Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if you have two people that are standing there and they have another, somebody walking towards them, one says, I'm a Nazir, it's this guy, I'm a Nazir, the other one says, I'm a Nazir, it's not this guy, then the third guy says, I'm a Nazir, neither of you are right, another one says, I'm a Nazir, both of you are right, and there in the Mishnah it says, what? That Kulam Nazirin, right? The Tarifah says, Enam, Kulam Enam Nazirin, why? Because there's no Haflaw, right? You need Haflaw. Haflaw is the explicit expression of Nazirut, and at the time you take the Nazirut, you gotta know that you're becoming a Nazir. So Nich, the Rabbi Tarfon, that works well according to Rabbi Tarfon. Eli Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Tarfon, what are you going to say? Ma'ika the Meimar, Ba'ileg and Etanya. We have another limud for Ki Akli. What is that? Hetan Nidarin Prochim Ba'abir. Right? Ve'im Lahem Amai Shei Smoko. Hetan Nidarin are halacha that has no mikar in the mikra. Meaning that it's a... Right, very good. It's Mishnah and Chagiga. Right, so that there is no... There's no defined, or how do we know? Hetzer Nedarim. Is that Allah HaLamosh B'Sinai? Like, where do we know what Tarz Nedarim from? So it says, it's Parchim Ba'abir. There's really no real limud for it. Or it's an inference from the Torah. It's not so explicit. So Rabbi Lezer comes along and says, no, Yesh Le Mamash Yismofu. There is a pasuk. It says, Ish Ki Afli Shnei Pe'amim. Use the term Ki Afli twice. Right, why is it use the term kiyafli twice, once by Nazir and once by Nidarim. So it uses the term kiyafli twice, that comes to teach us echad afla l'isur, echad afla l'heter. That afla, that statement of fact or explicit statement has two manifestations. Has two manifestations. One manifestation is afla l'isur, that's the neder that makes you asur. And there's another manifestation of a statement or an explicit statement, and that is afla. That's the Tars Nedarim, like the Chacham. That the Chacham makes the statement that right, takes you away or undoes your nether. So these terms of a flaw come, one comes to teach you a flaw, the Easter, one comes to teach you a flaw, the Heter. How this works exactly, or why do you say this? So the Tosus has a strange, I think, inclusion here. He says that it's a miut achar miut, the rabot. Alright, so that it's a, there are two miut in here. Ish ki afli. So you have a flaw, which is a mute. A flaw that's a mute. So the first one comes and excludes, right? Says that a flaw has to be explicit. That's the sur. Then you have a flaw. That's the rabot. That rabot comes to include the heter side of it. That's just because it's strange thing like that. So that's why it comes to include it. It gives another explanation. About, I don't know, that just, it's just two limudim. You have an extra kiyakli, and you have an extra kiyakli that helps you out. Now, at this point in the Gemara.
The Gemara first says that, we'll go from the one, each kiyakli.
Right. From which one?
So, the Gemara is saying that we have an extra, that it's written each kiyakli twice. So, we have an extra one, and from there, when I learned that Yadayim Shinam will be close to
whatever the gear says. Right. But why would one statement that Ishkiyafli be enough to learn that? But Ishkiyafli is a declaration. So important that it's got to be a declaration that's clear.
What do we mean extra mention of Ishkiyafli to learn that?
No, I'm saying the
Pasuk
says it twice. Ishkiyafli already had a
limud
already in the
Ishkiyafli. When the word says, okay, what do we do with the extra ishkiyafli? And it says...
Okay, but that's the Gemara has two yafli. So there's one yafli by Erechim, and there's one yafli by...
We have an extra one, and therefore the extra one...
Not an extra one, both of them. There's a limit by both of them.
Well, that's what I'm asking. What's the limit from the other one?
We said before that it was a mukla hasam of ish by an ovid nukhab.
But we said that was ish.
Right.
That was ish.
Right, that was from the word ish. So what do we do with the word kiyapli?
No,
Muklas Amach Ish was born from Halalah. Yeah, because Ish included Ovek of Kaben, Ish Kiyachim. Right, so that Gemara over here, if you look down in Tosfos, if you look at the last Tosfos, he says, Kiyapli Kiyapli Beis Pamim. Echad Pashan Nezir, Echad Pashan Nedarim, Omil Ish Lo Darish.
He's saying,
because the Gemara jumped. The Gemara jumped. First he asked, what's the extra Ish for by Erechet. Then had a bunch of limudim for the ish over there, and then it jumped and said, well, you can use it kiyapli lamali, right? So that's what are we using for the word kiyapli? So, because the Gemara had a problem with ish, and then it jumped to yapli. So based on that, when it jumped to yapli, it leaves the ish behind. So there are limudim that started out working with the word ish, and then the Gemara jumps over to kiyapli. So it seems the word, the term ish kiyapli is that phrase.
I need to answer kiyapli.
Ish, right. So it's a phrase that they're darshaning, ish kiyapli. Even though technically you could have separated the two and said that what's the ish for and what's the yapli for. Right, but that will solve your problem in the end. So that's
a...
That's only according to the Lima that it was talking about you don't have that because you already have the limud of other chachamim included from the darim. Or we know all the stuff from the darim. So the fact that it's written by Erechin, what's the point? So you're right. In the end, he says that the ish kiyap, they haven't dealt with it. Right, the whole statement.
Don't you know, the marriage and the other side of it? Because the darim don't have both sides.
No, so that's what the mepharshim said. I don't know if you were here, but the rush says that that's a logical argument. That we know that Bnei Yisrael excludes Ovei Kachavim, and we know the word Ish Ben Adarim already includes Ovei Kachavim. So now you have to come up with a logical split within Erechin. So that logical split won't need a pasuk of Ish and Yisrael, because we already know that they're included in the Darim, but they're excluded from a portion of Erechin. So make a division. It's Myra and Erechin
and division. They're excluded because of already.
Right. But then you have the word Bnei Yisrael. No, they're not excluded from Ish. They're excluded from the word Bnei Yisrael. So that's, in the end, what we have is, we have now a number of sukkim, right? So now, again, by the Darim, we have the word ish. So that teaches us Ovid Kachavim is included, right? So that's what we do with the ish by Ovid Kachavim. By Erechin and by Nazir, what do we do with the word ish? So it's not clear that they darsh in the end.
By Erechin we found the solution.
By Erechin we found a solution, which is that it's a... Samachli ish for a galdo, samachli as a either a galdo ovi kochabim that is has to have a flaw, right? And that's what they use. But they're using the whole phrase ish kiyafli by Erechin, or the other. We had previous limudim which actually used the word ish or kiyafli. We had a number of limudim before that. That was the final limud to get everybody's koladeos, right? And then we have ish kiyafli by Nizirut. What do we do with the ish kiyafli by Nizirut? So that, again, we had a number of limudim. The final limud is that it's kiyafli kafli to teach you about heter nidarim from Nizirut. Alright, so again, we have these three places that it's found. By nidarim, it teaches us the word ish, teaches us uhudo vekuchavim. By Erechin, the word ish comes to kiyafli, modify that somehow. And the final limud that the Gemara had was that it's modifying it by saying that only a gadol who is mufla, who knows what he's talking about by other kohen will be included. And the one by Nazir teaches us about Hataras Nidarim, that by you know kiyafli teaches about the third
Nidarim. There's no split between Ish and Nidarim. That means we go back to our original, he's not in Parsha of Nazir at all.
Yeah, but that then the Gemara never challenged because that was dealing with Erechin.
So that's like we were trying to solution.
Right. Oh yeah. So we tried. Right. So we tried to get. Didn't try anything in. So that you have to ask why. Why is that? So the Mefarshim, I think the Rosh might ask your question over here. Says, isn't there a hekesh between the Zeruth and the Darim? What happened to that hekesh? If we included him in the Darim, we included him in Erechin because of this hekesh. Include him in his youth. So that Gemara says he's mufka min aparsha. That he, he's, okay. Because we have a limud that says.
That's
for one portion of it.
One portion of it.
Although at this point in the Gemara, it may not, see, that might even be problematic, because at this point in the Gemara says it doesn't even need that to exclude him from the parsha.
Right.
The inclusion in the parsha comes from the Ish by Nedarim, So then already, right, the exclusion in the parsha of Nezirut, you don't need the word Ish, so you have to deal with it. But you think you're right. And the Gemara didn't find anything to split in Nezirut, even so there's nothing to talk about.
Okay. You have to be excluded at least to some degree. If you can't split it, it means you're completely excluded.
Right, exactly. All right, so now, next mission. This mission is actually a continuation. 11 for the Rishon.
The last piece. What is the Gemara doing? It's still Rabbanan or Rabbanan. I mean, Gemara sort of goes down a whole thing, oh, what is Abayah?
It's not necessarily arguing with Rabbanan, that's a lima. Everybody agrees that it's a Taras Nadar. The question is there a source for a Taras Nadar?
So you hold that this is the source?
Right. It's just not, you're not arguing. Nobody argues that there isn't a concept called Taras Nadar. This is a little easier. Right. As opposed to Haflah, where there is an argument between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, whether Haflah is a requirement.
So you see it's not a source, because either they hold, like, whatever, the first thing you had before Abayah or whatever.
It doesn't change the din, really. Right. I think that's not as problematic.
What
constitutes
a flaw?
That's true. All right, now, so the next Mishnah is a continuation of the first Mishnah in the Perek. There's actually a lot of Rishonim have it together, but we just said that there's a difference between women and Avadim. Right? Now, you might say by Avadim that they cannot, but that they, that, what's the difference? Now, Chomer, we said Chomer ben Hashim ben Avadim. We had a Chomer by women, than by Avadim, and now the Gemara is going to go the opposite way and say what's the other side. Chomer min Hashim b'Avadim, shu kofet abdo v'enu kofet ishto. A master can force his eved to violate his neder nezirut, but a husband cannot force his wife to violate her neder nezirut, even though he can be mevakalit, right? He can be mefer the neder, but if he hasn't been mefer the neder, he can't force her to violate it. Now the opposite. Chomer b'Avadim is min Hashim. The chomer from the tzad Avadim from Hashim, what? Shu mefer nidre ishto. That is the ability to undermine his wife's nether. You don't have the ability to undermine your Eved's nether. So two possibilities here of how to read this next part of Mark. Is this telling us, explain to us what the Chomer was in the previous part of the Mishnah, or is this a separate din in the Mishnah? Meaning that, what is the Chomra? The Chomra is that since you can be Mayfair, you can nullify your wife's and they're darim, therefore they are mufar olamit. They're gone forever. Meaning that even if she gets divorced, or even if she is an almona, or anything that happens afterwards, it doesn't change the status that her nether is wiped out. That is not true of a hefer l'avdo, yatz l'chirut mashlim nizruto. When a evet, it's only suspended. It's not, right, terminated, it's suspended. Because you can force him to violate the nizrut, but you can't undermine his nizrut. You can't be mevatel. So again, either this is an explanation of what it means to be made for, not made for, or these are two separate dinim. Yeah, very good. I'm just trying to point that out. Thank you. I think the Rush says that it's just a lashon sh'al here. Somebody points that out. That it's just a borrowed term here, because hefer doesn't apply. It's not applicable by a Eved, because we just said that was the difference between that. You can't be made fair. But it means like the term suspended here versus hefer meaning the butah, right? Alright, Tana Rabbanan. Lama Rabo Kofo. What can his master force him to do or violate? So Mark says the Nizirut, he can't force him to violate his Nizirut, but he can't force him to violate a Nether or Erechim. So the Gemara wants to understand this. Maishna Gabi Nozir. The Amar Rachmana Lesur Yisar Al Nafsho, right? That's the Pasuk by, right? Lesur Yisar Al Nafsho, Bimisha Nafsho Knuyelo. Yotze Evet, Shein Nafsho Knuyelo. So we excluded Evet from the Parsha of Nizirut because of, right? From the Parsha of Nidarim, from Nizirut because of the Lesur Yisar Al Nafsho. Mishi Ishlo Kinya Nafsho. Nami, this is a very funny Gemara. They're saying, how do we know by the Nizirut that Eved is excluded from the Parsha of Nizirut? Because we said last story, Isar al Nafsho. But Mish Nafsho Knuyo. You have to have control over your destiny in order to take a Eved Nizirut. Where is this Pasuk found? In Parsha's Nidarim. So the limit for Nizirut comes from Nidarim. So it says, well, why not apply it by Nidarim too? Right? I mean, isn't that the odd, right? It's so obvious. Meaning that the limit of Nizirut is coming from Nidarim, it should apply by Nidarim. Why is Eved only excluded from Nizirut and not from Nidarim? It makes no sense. What's the case here? Right, there was a cluster of grapes, munach lufanav, right, that was sitting in front of him. Right? If you take a nether, to say, I am usher in this cluster of grapes, you are solely restricted in this cluster of grapes, and not all clusters of grapes in the world. Right? Lo mutzi kafile. Therefore, the adon, his master, can't force him to violate the nether, because his not eating of this cluster of grapes is not going to change the life of this nether. Just like we say by a woman, right? By a wife, by eating nefesh, we say if she takes a nether not to eat fruits from this medina, right? We say to him, get them from another medina, get your fruits from somewhere else. Either that type of nether is not so restrictive that we worry about it. If he says, I'm altering this cluster of grapes by a nether nezirut, we know from the earlier Gemaras that applies, that extends to all grapes, meaning that he's a full-fledged nezirut, and that was restricted in all grapes. Therefore, he can force him, because that's like saying that perot olam, the woman says that all perot in the world are restricted to me. That is inui nefesh. Therefore, the adon can force him. Why can the adon force him? Because the evidence is shuba to the adon to work for him and to do his bidding. If he doesn't eat grapes, he's going to be weakened. He's going to have less sustenance. And less sustenance, right? That's going to be to the deficit of the adon. So Gemara says, "We're coming to darim milas."
So Rav Sheshis is saying that while we have this. The pasuk in theory could be a limud, doesn't apply because of a svara.
No, a svara, but it's a case specific, which you're going to say in a second. Meaning that all he did was come up with an akimta of a case where, truthfully, he can override it by nedarim, he can override it by nesirut. The practical problem is that what? By nesirut, there's something to override because there's a necessity to override it. By nedarim, there's
it's
no necessity to have it.
They're not right. Umami, but it's never, it's right. In theory, but not in practice.
And the Gemara's going to ask you a question in a second. Well, we can come up with a case where they do, where it is a problem. Exactly the next question in the Gemara. So that's, you're right there with the Gemara, which is that the Gemara's going to say, well, you came up with a nice case that it doesn't work. But there is a nice case where it does have a problem. What's that? So who says, right, that all these tons of bunches of grapes are available to him? Why not just say, like in the Darm, that there's only one bunch of grapes that's available? So now when he asks that one bunch of grapes, he's in the same predicament as a being by a Nazir. And he doesn't eat this cluster of grapes, he's going to be weakened. And therefore, right, it's to the detriment of the adult. If that's the case, how do you even explain the Tara Havana? Because there he should be able to override the Nether, just like the override from the Zirut. This is a very... Abaya, right. I was going to say that here the Gersis change. He changes to Abaya, and then later on they change Amarova by the Beth. They change it to Rova. They switch around here, the Abaya and the Rova. Alright. Amarabaya, Kigon, Shayachatsan. Now, exactly what this next limud in the Gemara is very interesting. So he says, no, they were Chatsan. What's Chatsan? Right, we had this. Chatsan at Zag. Right? What's the. Focus in the Mishnah, but what do we say?
One is the pits.
Right, the pits. The Zag is like the. What was the mnemonic, or the memory device he used? Like, the Zag is like the bell, the Zag of the bell, right? Just the outer part, right, of the bell, and then the Chatsan is the. Right, is then left over, which is the seeds, right, or the pits. Right, so now, he takes Chatsan, Munach Lefanav. So he has a bunch of seeds in front of him. Gavin Nedarim Bai, who is a mitzar. Right, on that, when he says, I'm ushering these pits, and no other pits. Well, Matzikopile, therefore he can't force him, because he knows you're deep, sir. Nami Akrine, Matzikopile, because when he asks himself in the pits, he asks himself in everything. Right, all types of pits. So now, what's the question? How is this different than the case before? I mean, just instead of having a cluster of grapes, we have a bunch of seeds. But it's the same thing. Why is it any different?
No, but Akhrine over here means all of Isser and Nezirus. It doesn't just mean pits.
Right. But same thing before. When you say cluster of pits, it meant all Nezirus. I mean, Nezirus affected everything. Right? When you take a full net of Nezirus, right, when he takes a... Right, when he says I'm Asser in Eshkol and Abim, I'm Asser in
Nezirus. It's going to make him weak.
So that's one, right? So the Rosh sounds like you. That, if he says Sakadatva, the Gemara thinks at this point, like what Yossi just said, you can't make this argument about weakening him, that's going to be a problem at Chatzan. By cluster grapes, can make that argument about Chalish. But over here, you can't make that argument by pits. That's one place. So other proportions that say no, that pits are actually detrimental to his health. That they actually, pits are a negative. Not even that they're not positive, but they're negative to his health. So over here, when he takes the nether, right, and he can't undermine the nether because he hasn't done anything that actually is to the detriment of the adon. Versus by a nazir, right, that once he takes the nether, there's no reason to have him violate the nazir. Again, all right. By the Zivut, there's a reason you have to violate because it affects other things like grapes. Like Shoal was
yeah,
said, oh, you were saying to me, you said that. All right.
Afrina means all these things.
Right, but you have to make an assumption that grapes are detrimental or at least neutral. All right, they're not valuable.
The lack of grapes is detrimental.
I'm saying seeds. I'm sorry, seeds are bad for you. You have to assume that seeds are bad for you because that's why by seeds, when he takes the net there, it's not. It takes the nether, it's okay, the Adam's not going to care, but when he takes the Zirut, he is going to care because it now applies to other things that are helpful to him, right?
So don't need to assume that seeds are bad for you, just have to
neutral.
Seeds are seeds.
Right, so that's what you have to say. The differentiation here is that even though seeds are not bad, I mean, the fact that seeds are either neutral or bad for you, then the nether will be toll-faced, because there's no downside to the Adon, right? There's no claim, but the Nisirut won't be toll-faced because it affects all the things that are downside to the Adon.
Next week.
So there's trying to be a specific case in here.
Okay, again.
What
are the general case? All right, next. Why not just make it by Nidar? I mean, you came up with a better case. Why not just say that there are other cases that don't work like this? But anyway, even in this case, just say Hayakartan is the only thing you have to eat. All right, so now it is going to be Cholish Lay. All right, it will affect him. Now, based on the gears of the box, not Amar Bai, but Amar Rabba. Lama Rabba, Tzerif, the Kaputul, Nisirut, and Tzerif, the Kaputul, and Nidarim. Right? Why is it that by Nisirut you can force him out of it? By Nidarim you can't. The Kapoto b'Shvua. He doesn't have to force him by a Shvua. My time. So now the Gemara is going in a different direction. Until this point, and the Gemara thought what? The reason that he can't force him by a Neder is because the Adon does not have that jurisdiction to get rid of the Neder over the here. He has the jurisdiction to get rid of the Nisirut and not the Nidarim. Now the Gemara is taking a totally different stand here. The reason he doesn't have to be Mvato, let's call it the Neder, is because there is no Neder. Neder is not chal for an evet at all. Why is that? So let's leave it over here. Neder and shvua not chal. My time up. So I'm called lahara leitiv. By shvua it says lahara uleitiv. Ma tov rishus of haroi rishus. The only time your neder is chal, shvua is chal is when you have the raw tov is for you. But if you are yotzal lahara achirim shein rishus miyoda, you can't take a neder shvua which is detrimental to others because that's not within your power to take such a neder and a shvua. So here, when an eved takes a shvua or a neder, it's to the detriment of his adon. That hara affects his adon. If it affects his adon, his neder is not chal and his shvua is not chal. So if his neder is not chal now, then you don't need the adon, doesn't need to override it.
So means nazir theory is chal?
Yeah.
Nazir is iskishli.
Oh, great. Exactly. Why is it? Nazirus is a subcategory of Nidarim, and it's bad. Right? So why is it by Nazirus we say it's chal, and it can be vatal? By Nether we say it's not chal at all? Why not just say Nazirus isn't chal either? What's the difference between them? So that we have from the Gemara's earlier in the Masechta. Right? The drush, we had to address earlier in the Masechta that what? That a Nazirus is chal, even al hashvua. It's chal even al hamitzvah. So whereas the nether and other things are not chal on a, right? The nether and shvua are limited in where they can be chal. They don't overcome isurim. At first, this, right? Mushmavelbe me harsinai. That was the Gemara of the Dalit. That's where the Gimel and Dalit there. The Gemara, that's what the Rishonim are referring to over here. That if you take shvua shelo sheshta, first they say shvua that it will drink wine, and then takes a nether zirut, that nether zirut overrides the shvua. And he has to keep it even in the face of the shvua.
The source of the zirut is from the Nidarim, when Nidarim is not even chal.
Right. But that's what the Rishonim say here, that Nidarim has a stronger, that it's more powerful than the Nidarim, because it's able to. Right. But it's more powerful. Right. It's more powerful than the Nidarim and the ability to override Nether and Shvua. And because it's more powerful, it's Chal here, even though it's Lahara Lo'etiv. That even despite the limit of Lahara Lo'etiv, it's not included in that, it's not excluded by that. Because it can override Lahara. Even when it's Lahara, we include it. Even when you have a Shvua that's standing already, and it's Lahara, then you're going to have to violate the Shvua. Nevertheless, you're saying Zeris is Chal. So it's over here. Even though it's Lahara for the Adon, then Zeris is Chal. Once it's Chal, we have the limit of Nasho, which teaches you that Adon can then suppress the Nazirut as long as he's under his control.
We have a drush of Yamata Lehem. Yamata Lehem says it's Chal, that Nazirus is Chal.
Even on an Eved, right. But why do we say that? I mean, why the drush of?
The drush
of. Why would you go to that drush if he's already excluded, if you don't need it? You don't need it at all. Right, so that's the Rishonim are trying to explain the logic behind why Amarta Lehem works by Nazirut, and they're not excluded from the Parsha of Lahara Lehem.
From the Pasuk of Nazirut, that's why.
Yeah, but in the Gemara doesn't want you to have a limud that comes, I mean, you're saying Yochol, the logic would dictate otherwise, but Amarta Lehem, so she says, okay, that's a Pasuk, and then they're included no matter what, even despite the logic. Okay.
That's why I was saying that. Why the Rishonim, I don't understand.
I don't know. They didn't. All of the both Tosfos and the Rosh here tried to give a logic for it. I don't know. That's a good question. Why don't you just say Amarta Lehem? You have a limud, and then that's sufficient. Because even though we said Amarta Lehem, no, good question. Why don't they just say about Michael? All right, I think they're trying to look for a logic, an internal logic here. That's what you have to say. Despite, right, you're going to say Lima doesn't need logic. Right? I think they're looking for some sort of internal logic and why they're excluded from this exclusion of the Harad Lehem. Okay, it's a good question. All right, the last thing is now go back to the first statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says Lamar Rabba Kofo, he can force him in his roots, but not in the Darim and in Erechin. So now by Erechin, what's the Harad for his Rabba? What's the Harad for his Rabba? So we say by Nedarim they're excluded, that a Neder of an Eved is not Chal, because it's the Harad for his Adam. By the Nazirut we say, because of the Amarta Lehem, it's the same, but because of this other logic, that Nazirut is Chal, even in Lahara, it's the Neder is Chal, so the Adam can suppress it. By Erechin, what's the problem? What's the issue by Erechin? Let's talk about his Erechin, right, he cannot force him. That's why about low Erechin. Why can't the Adon? So here there's going to be a difference, right? There is a hekesh between the two, but there's going to be a difference. The reason by Nidarim that the Adon can't force him is because the Neder is not Chal. By Erechin, the reason the Adon can't force him is because there's no Lahara. The Adon has no reason to force the Eved out of Erechin. He takes his own money and makes Harocha with his own money. It has no impact on the Adon. Has no impact on him. So therefore, the exclusion of Nedarim and Erechim will source from two different reasons. The exclusion by Nedarim is because Neder is what? Neder is not Chal. Because that's Lahara. But by Erechim, the exclusion that the Adon doesn't have power over it is because it's not Lahara. There's no reason the Adon should have jurisdiction over here. And therefore, he's out of the Parsha. Alright, quickly we'll just finish up the Gemara, this Mishnah, the Gemara. Eved runs away. He escapes or runs away from his master. Rabbi Omer lo yishteh. He has to keep his nazirus at this point. Rabbi Yossi Omer yishteh. He does not have to keep his nazirus. So blame him in Shmuel kamiflegeh. Let's say they're arguing about Shmuel. The Gemara's assumption at this point is that the Adon had geish. The Eved ran away and he had geish on the Eved, and it's like as if he was mafkim. Damashua mafkir abdo yatale chirutz ain't tarakit shichrur. So as mafkir is Eved, does not have to give him a document of freedom. Right, Ramir easily to Shmuel. Ramir believes like Shmuel, and therefore now this Eved is free. Since his Adon had Yeush on him, it's like as if he was mafkir him, and therefore he's a totally free Eved. He's a totally free Eved. The previous Mishnah says you now have to keep your Nazirut. Says give you that. Rabbi Yossi Leisle to Shmuel. Rabbi disagrees and says if you're mafkir Eved, that's not enough. He's still your Eved. If he's still your Eved, then he doesn't have to keep his Nazirut yet because he's not a free man.
Who's Shmuel?
What?
Who's Shmuel?
Right here, just I'm a Shmuel.
Who is he?
What do you mean?
He's an Amora.
Right. No, but it's a din. Shmuel's not, they're not saying Shmuel like that, but the din of Shmuel, not, right, Shmuel wasn't Mechadish the din. It's a din that Shmuel brought. It was
a funny way of being in
the sense. We see that. The Gemara has another question. Okay, well, the Chuli Ami is clear to Shmuel. Everybody agrees that the din of Shmuel. Elamand Amar Yishtet, Sover Sof Sof Mehadar Hadar. That he's going to have to go to day, Chamra, right? That he's going to go back and drink by his adon. I mean, eventually he's going to be captured and brought back, right? And then he's going to do Kiyechid lo lichos. So as long, if he's eventually going to end up with his adon in the interim, we don't want him to get weaker. We don't want him to, his state to deteriorate, because then when he comes back, it's going to be worse for the adon. Tell him to drink along the way so that he stays healthy for his adon. No, the opposite, right? This will bring him back to his adon, because if he goes back to his adon, he'll be able to drink again. If he stays out, he won't be able to drink.
You should go back to his adon.
That's what Mark says, what?
If they're going to go to Shmuel, they're going to go back to
Sazon. No, so at this point, the Gemara believes that the Adon does not have Yesh. The Gemara at first thought that the Adon had Yerush on the Eved, and therefore it's as if he was mafker him. This point in the Gemara believes that you didn't give up on the Eved. You didn't give up. So it wasn't Yerush on the Eved, therefore there's no hafker here, and there's no shift for us. There's no shift where he's expecting to get his Eved back. He expects to get his Eved back. What does he prefer? He prefers his Eved to be healthy, or he prefers his Eved to be Inoy so that he comes back. So what is, do you want an incentive to get him back, or do you want to keep him healthy so when he comes back he's still useful? All right, let's have it.